Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
I have a question about this. A question that involves logic.
Who is Matt Bashaw?
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute.
And what you guys at home don't know is this is about my seventh attempt at this because the phone keeps ringing and it's phone calls that I have to get. So here I am for the seventh time. So what's going on, everybody? BC Dodge here. You can find me at thevennetwork.org, obviously on YouTube. You can find me at bcdodge.me. Check me out. Check these videos. Comment, share. Make sure you subscribe everywhere that you find these so that you know when I post new ones, because that's how you keep up with stuff. So what I want to do this morning is I want to talk about a tweet that I posted a while ago. And let me read it to you. It says, "Is it possible that we are in a cycle that needs to be broken? The further the right goes right, the further the left needs to go to counterbalance. And then the right feels that they need to go even further to counterbalance even more." So what I mean by that is that if you have a center and you're in the center, right? And somebody does something a little extra conservative that you don't appreciate, that you don't think, and you're like, whoa, that's not quite right, maybe you go a little more left to try to create that counterbalance. And when that happens, the person on the right says, oh, well, that's not right either, so I'm going to go a little further right. And the person on the left says, oh, I'm going to go a little further left. And pretty soon, at the end of it, we're all the way out here, and we are totally separated, and the divide is just huge, huge. And we're just divided. And there has to be a way to bring people together, because, you know, what is it, the house divided by itself can't stand, right? So, or I can't stand a house divided by itself. So it's one of those things that we need to stop this hamster wheel that we're on. And I got a couple of really interesting comments. One was that we would need an end to worldwide racism and hate, and we would need equality for women. We would all need to see each other as equal components, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of gender, regardless of sex. And I agree with that. There's no reason that we shouldn't all see each other as equals. There's no reason that I should see somebody who looks differently than how I am. I would want to treat them the way that I would want to be treated. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what they look like. We should all treat each other equally because we're all humans. And one thing that I love to say is, at this moment in time in science, we only have one blue marble to go through space on, and we need to figure out how to get along and move along on this blue marble, because there ain't no place else to go. So we gotta figure this out. And I got another comment, which was, the question is whether the center is really ideal. I feel like a lot of people who claim to be centrists are often people who don't have any real vision or passion. Centrists just tend to want things to continue as they were and have the luxury of a stable, comfortable life to feel that way. But there's a large number of people who live in poverty, have medical needs, and who are in need of serious help. And center doesn't always want to help them and continues to ignore them. Maybe this person's right. I don't know. But as somebody, for me, who, you want to call me an idealist, call me an idealist. That's fine. Not offended by that. But if your neighbor is in need, then you should help them. If your neighbor is going to bed hungry while you're throwing food away, that's not right. You have an excess and you're being wasteful and your neighbor is starving. You need to check yourself. So as I'm down to my last 15 seconds here, let me jump up and say this. Is it possible? Is this what's happening? Are we on this hamster wheel? How do we stop? How do we all come back to center and get along again? And I'm out of time. Later.
The base of the Statue of Liberty to read, go the back to Catania.
Could it be Satan?
I have a very low tolerance level for stupid bullshit. I'm having chest pain. Blow it out your...
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy...
Satan!
This has been a production of the Venn Network.